Michael Fanone, Metropolitan Police Officer. You're on trial right now, lying. And you want an Emmy, an Oscar? What are you trying to go for here? You're so full of shit, you little faggot fucker. You're a little pussy, man. I can slap you up the side of your head with a backhand and knock you out, you little faggot. You're a punk faggot. You're a lying fuck. How about all that scummy black fucking scum for 2 years, destroying our cities and burning them and stealing all that shit out of the stores and everything? How about that and assaulting cops and killing people? How about that, you fucker? That was shit on the goddamn Capitol. I wish they would have killed all you scumbags, because you people are scum. They stole the election from Trump, and you know that, you scumbag. And you fucking, too bad they didn't beat the shit out of you more. You're a piece of shit. You're a little fag, you fucking scumbag.
Well, that was a voice message left on the cell phone of Officer Fanone, who was one of the Capitol police officers who were battling against Donald Trump's insurrectionist horde on January 6th, 2021. That message was left on his cell phone yesterday while he was at the Capitol testifying to what he witnessed and experienced as he fought for his life, essentially, and the lives of both deserving and undeserving congresspersons that were trapped inside the Capitol. I don't know what kind of deranged, disgusting personality you have to have to leave a message like that for a man who is essentially a hero. But that voice message encapsulates everything that is the Trump MAGA movement. It's angry, it's hateful, it's violent, it's threatening, it's us versus them, it's anti-democratic, anti-law and order, it's anti-truth and justice, okay? It is the most vile movement that has ever risen up in America. It is completely repulsive in every single way, and it should be totally rejected by anybody who calls themselves an American. It has to be completely rejected. If I had cozied up to my cancer that I had a couple of years ago and said, oh, we can coexist. The cancer did not agree, okay? The cancer was going to kill me. I had to fight it. I had to get rid of it. And it's the same with Trumpism, and it's the same with his followers, okay? And it makes me fucking sick. What I witnessed yesterday and today on Capitol Hill with this new commission to investigate the January 6th riots. The fact that it's being, that Republicans in Congress who were saved that day, they were rescued on that day by these brave men, have the gall to stand up there and denigrate what these great men did on that day, what they suffered for the sake of democracy. Cowards are always really quick to cast aspersions from the shadows, not having enough guts to do what actual heroes do. You know, Officer Fanone is an alpha male. He is a true alpha male. He's a man who stands up for what's right and true and just in the world. These gutless pieces of shit that cast aspersions on him and people like him, or stick up for obvious criminals, obvious liars, obvious crooks and schemers and anti-American terrorists, essentially. Anybody who sticks up for those kind of people, they should be gathered together and dumped in the ocean and drowned, okay? It absolutely turns my fucking stomach that there is anybody who is following me that is supporting Donald Trump, the Republicans in Congress, or this MAGA shit, or even worse, the QAnon bullshit. If you're one of those people, please stop fucking breathing, okay? Just fucking die. I've had it. My website and everything I stand for is 100% in opposition to all of that. Okay? I might be just a faggot, but I am not stupid, and I am not shy. I'm not going to be some mousy faggot that cowers in the corner and waits for my turn to speak when there's something completely wrong in America. America's sick. And anybody who's following me, who follows Trump, supports Trump, serves someone who supports Trump, okay? And I'm talking to my faggot brothers out there that think it's hot to serve one of these MAGA-tard so-called alphas who are on Twitter and wherever else. I don't want you around me. I don't want you to follow my website. I don't want you to hear your opinions. I don't want to... I would rather have no followers, no nothing, no traffic, no nothing, all right, than have you people following me, all right? I don't need your traffic, all right? I don't give a fuck about that. What I do care about is this country that I love being overrun by a bunch of anti-vax, anti-science, anti-reason fucktards, okay, who harm good people and harm the American way of life that I believe in. I want you all to be dead, all right? Just die. Just stop breathing and die. The world would be a much better place if you weren't in it. I'm so fucking sick of people making excuses for that orange clown and his sycophants that he surrounds himself with, okay? You all are retarded. You all are wrong. And just as a side note, in terms of hierarchy, if we're going to talk about that on this particular rant fest, the so-called alphas that are out there that think Donald Trump is macho because what, he dances like an ass clown to a Macho Man by the Village People? Do you not even see the fucking irony there? No, of course not. But you all think he's tough. Oh, Donald Trump's an alpha male. No, he is not, okay? He's the biggest fucking coward on the planet. All right? And just because he has a big mouth, a big stupid mouth, doesn't mean that he's alpha. All right? True alpha males stand up for the weak and the broken and the people who have been taken advantage of. Real alpha males look at Donald Trump and know for sure that he is a pretender. So faggots, if you're serving some alpha male who is some conservative MAGA head that wears the red cap or the red baseball cap and likes to flaunt his nonsense, you're wrong. You are fucked up in the head, okay? Your little conservative fuckboy fetish that you've got is wrong in every possible way. You don't have the first fucking clue what an alpha is. You think it's sexy and you wank your little clits to the idea of serving some asshole, and you think that, you know, that makes you fulfilled as a faggot. You're dumb, all right? Stop fucking serving these guys. They need to go away. They're all completely worthless. Stop wasting your time and go find real alphas. You can find the real alphas out there because the real alphas are the ones speaking out against Donald Trump and against the Republican Party and against the nonsense they're doing. The real alphas are out there looking at January 6th and they're ashamed. They feel ashamed about what's happened. They're angry about what has happened there. Okay, they look at Officer Fanon and the other officers that fought against the hordes of toothless fucktards that tried to storm the Capitol, threatened to hang Mike Pence and Nancy Pelosi and smeared their own shit on the walls in Congress. They look at those people, the ones that defended the Capitol against that, as heroes, just like I do. Those are the real alphas, okay? So everybody needs to get their fucking head out of their ass, all right? If you're going to come onto my website, comment on my website, follow me, whatever, you better fucking get your head out of your ass. Don't bring your shit to my website, all right? I don't give a fuck about you and your stupid, you know, ideas about things. You want to bring up fucking Black Lives Matter as a distraction because you're racist, okay? You want to bring up Hillary Clinton? Oh, let's talk about Hunter Biden, okay? The crimes that Donald Trump has committed are so vast and so numerous, and it's going to take years to unravel, do you understand? But history is going to uncover it, okay? And what this idol, this you know, bronzed idol that you believe is, I don't know what you believe about him, but it's all going to unravel. All the secrets and all the lies that he's been, and the shell game that he's been playing with you with his tiny little hands, is all going to come crashing down. And you're probably going to make up some sort of stupid-ass excuse for his behavior or whatever. But the proof is already irrefutable. All right, we know already what this January 6th commission is going to uncover. It's going to lead right to Trump. Trump did this. He instigated that crowd. I watched it live. I know what I saw. All right. I heard his speech. He did not just tell them to be peaceful. He told them to go and fight. And so did everybody else on that day that took the stage. Okay. Trump and everybody else instigated it, period. And we all know where this commission is going to lead to. It's going to lead right to Trump. And you're going to make up something about what about Hunter Biden, you know? Oh, what about Joe Biden tripped at going up the stairs onto Air Force One? Oh, what about that? You know, you're going to want to try to come up with some idiotic rebuttal, okay? You sound stupid when you say that shit. Do you understand? Fucking wake the fuck up. You've been taken for a ride by a con man, and not even a very good one. Okay? You've been taken for a ride by a man who wears diapers. Okay? He does. He wears diapers. He takes Adderall. He is the most insecure person I've ever laid eyes on. Okay? And he's not worth your worship or your praise or your devotion. You're all fucking wrong, period. But in the meantime, and like I said, history is going to uncover this shit. But the damage that's being done right now to our American way of life by you people who are serving that guy, the damage you're doing to our, between each other, to common sense and to science and a belief in reality, okay? And not conspiracy theories, just reality. What you guys have done to that, undermine that in America, is going to leave lasting scars for this country. Lasting. Because countries like China and other countries that are leaping ahead of us, okay, because they're forging ahead on things, scientific things, you know, like green energy and things of that sort, while we're fumbling around, you know, we can't barely screw a light bulb together, you know, in America right now. So what you guys are doing to this country, you're undermining the foundation of this country. Everything that was built on. You don't know anything about it, okay? You don't. The America that you have in your mind is a one built on racism and hate and division, and that's all you know. And stupidity and selfishness, all that stuff. That's the America you believe in. And it's not the America that the rest of us normal people believe in. Okay? So I encourage you all to please, all the Trump supporters that are out there listening, please just stop fucking breathing. I don't care how it happens. Just forget to breathe because you're so fucking stupid. Just forget to breathe, okay? Just go away. You are wrong. Leave this country. You guys all said you were going to leave the country if Biden won, right? What, now you're going to stick around and just try to ruin people's lives? I mean, what is it? You're going to listen to Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity, who they don't have the balls to even properly cover any of this? You're going to support the Republican Party, who all refused to watch yesterday's testimony from brave men who saved their lives? You're going to support them? You know how fucking stupid you sound? I mean, there is no excuse for any of you people. Seriously. But I just want to make this statement, okay? I want you to stay the fuck away from me, okay? I want you to fucking go away. Do your thing that you need to do somewhere else. I don't want you around me. I don't want to hear from you. I don't care, all right? I'm going to start deleting comments, and that's what I'm going to start doing. I'm just going to delete, and on the Discord server, delete, whatever. I'm just going to take it all off, okay? I don't really believe in censoring free speech. I've been tolerating shit on the website. I'm not doing that anymore. There is no place for that on my website or anywhere in my life. I don't want it, okay? I've been blocking people on Twitter that support Trump for years, and so I'm just going to keep doing that. I'm going to do that all across the board. So, I mean, I just want you guys to fuck off, all right? Fuck off and leave us normal, rational people to inherit the earth. Hopefully COVID will kill all of you, all you unvaccinated fucks. Hopefully COVID will do it. So, please, go lick a bunch of doorknobs, okay, and get it and die, all right? How's that? Anyway, that's all I've got to say. Hopefully you get the message. You're probably too fucking stupid to get the message, but, you know, there it is. Maybe if it, you know, one of you can put two and two together, come to your senses, I don't know, but just fuck off, all right? Anyway, Sammy out.